a.k.a. Griselda Blanco, a.k.a. Young Ma. And you tune into UJFM 95.4.
Young, vibrant style and training. UJFM. This is UJFM 95.4.
I don't know if this is it to you.
UJFM, shaping the future. On 95.4.
My weakness is trying to do so much at one go and trying to please everyone at the same time, because you know we work 24 hours.
24/7, the hustle continues.
Opportunities will come to you if you seek them.
Shaping the future.
An opportunity of a lifetime must be taken within the lifetime of the opportunity.
UJFM, shaping the future.
It's time for us to get into your 1 o'clock news. Also, play the music from Cascade with Never Sleep Alone.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
We start with two breaking news stories this afternoon. Eskom to implement stage 4 load shedding from 2 p.m. and CSA suspends its CEO, Thabang Morwe.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
For the news at 1 o'clock, I am Sandile Ntuli. Good afternoon. Eskom will implement stage 4 load shedding from 2 p.m. this afternoon until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Should anything change, Eskom will advise consumers, says the utility spokesperson Ndo Rikotso. This comes after the power utility implemented rotational power cuts overnight. Eskom said previously that these stage 2 power cuts would continue until 6 tomorrow morning. In other news now, the CEO of Cricket South Africa, the CSA, Thabang Morwe, has been suspended by the Board of Directors. The news was confirmed today. In its statement, the Board of Directors of CSA has taken a decision to put Morwe on precautionary suspension with pay, effective today, on allegations of misconduct pending further investigations. The decision to place Morwe on precautionary suspension follows from the reports received by the Social and Ethics Committee and the Audit and Risk Committee of the Board related to possible failure of controls in the organization. Let's stay with news regarding CSA now. Standard Bank has informed Cricket South Africa that it will not renew its agreement as the title sponsor of the South African national men's cricket team, the Proteas. The bank cites recent developments at CSA as the reason for its decision. The current contract runs until the 30th of April 2020. The bank says it is immensely proud of the many milestones reached as the title sponsor. Finally, in entertainment news now, embattled musician R. Kelly has been charged with bribing a government official in order to get a fraudulent identification document to marry an underage girl in 1994. The girl, named only as Jane Doe in the documents, has widely been identified as US media, as singer Aaliyah. They got married when she was 15 and R. Kelly was 27. The certificate leaked at the time and listed her age as 18. R. Kelly is facing several sexual abuse charges with trials in Chicago and New York. Next year, he denies any wrongdoing. The rand is trading at 14.60.